Well, I'm glad with the kind of weather we're having out there. We do have a first responder here on the show. We've got Brown Simpson. Brown wears so many different hats. Today, he's wearing the hat of that of a first responder because we're getting ready for the Oakdale Fire Department barbecue this weekend. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Lucas. Ash.
Good morning.
Good morning. And no stranger around these microphones. My gosh, Brown.
You know, WRHI does so much, and I always tell Manning and Allen, I'm so blessed to be a part of this team part-time and love it, enjoy it, especially in the fall when we cover high school football. But just very fortunate to have this radio station and what all they do in this community.
Well, we appreciate
part-time.
You.
I feel like you're here full-time. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's keep on our first responder hat. Obviously, when you have weather like this, your call volume increases pretty quickly.
It does. I think you always got to be aware of the surroundings of what's going on and everything. And like you said, it is a tornado watch, not a warning. So a warning's a little bit worse because one has been sighted in the area. So, we'll be on standby today for anything that might happen. A lot of times when you get weather like this, we get trees down, trees on power lines, things like that. So we got folks at the fire department station right now ready to roll.
And do a quick reminder of what people don't need to call 911 about in these type of weather situations too versus calling 911.
Yeah, I think you just need to call 911 mainly for life-threatening emergency. That's the biggest thing. So just
not
make
if you
sure.
Lose your power.
Yes, yes. So just you want to be aware of the surroundings. You know, if you got power lines down and things like that, yes, you do need to call 911 or power lines on your house. And just use caution, use your best judgment.
Well, it is time for barbecue. You start cooking today.
We start cooking tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, okay. We're prepping right now and getting all that ready. Getting our hams ready today, and then we'll be making slaw a little bit later on this morning. We do all that ourselves, and then we'll start the cooking tonight, and then we'll do all the chopping and cutting up, preparing tomorrow, and then we'll start serving on Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
What are we going to get when we show up at fire station number one at the Oakdale Fire Department?
Well, there's three ways you can buy barbecue. We've got sandwiches, which are $5, plates, which are $10, and by the pound is $12. That's the same prices we had last year. And one thing I do want to note, we cook around 1,400 pounds, and last year we sold out on Friday. Mm. So I always tell everybody, if you want great barbecue, you need to come on Friday to make sure that you get some barbecue. Last year we sold out around 5:30 p.m., and we just want to make sure we make people aware. We only cook about 1,400 pounds, so if you love barbecue and you love supporting the fire department, the community, please come out on Friday.
Friday's time, real quick, is from 10 to 7.
10 to 7.
Saturday, if there's anything left over, we'll begin at 10 o'clock until it runs out.
Correct.
Brown, what do you use the funds for? What is there a specific need this year that money's going to go toward, or is it just a general fund?
Yeah, in the past, we have bought different types of things. We put it back into the fire department. We bought some extrication equipment in the past, which is like your cutters, your spreaders, your rams. We got into that business probably about 10 years ago. When the rescue squads kind of faded out. So we take care of that. We roll on anything from motor vehicle accidents to woods fires to structure fires to now we're running some medical calls. We've got folks during the day that are on call. We got EMTs, firefighter EMTs, that when an ambulance is dispatched for what they call a priority one call, we also roll also mm-hmm. too. Just provide that service to our community. So we've done a lot of investing back into things when the funds that we've raised, and we're very appreciative of the community supporting us also too.
Brown, how big is the Oakdale Fire Department? How many staff members do you have? What's your coverage area?
We've got about 22 total members. Like I said, we have two that work for us full-time/part-time. Excuse me, during the day. Our coverage area is the southeastern part of York County. When you go out Highway 72 and out Highway 901, all the way to the county line right outside the city limits of Rock Hill. So we have three stations. We have one on Saluda Road, 2633 Saluda Road, where we'll be doing the barbecue. We have one on Dunlap Roddy, and we have one on East Chapel Road. So pretty big coverage area. Just like everybody else in York County, our area is growing. Houses being built and things like that. People love to be here in this area. And so our area is growing, and our responses also have picked up too. As of yesterday, we had run, I think, around 83 calls for us in the first 2 months. That's about 40 calls a month. So call a day right now.
Yeah, wow.
And then, Brown, I know in the fire service industry, not just us specifically, but across the country, there still seems to be the lack of young people wanting to enter the fire service as our aging firefighters are getting to the point where they want to retire. Does that pipeline here locally look full for young men and women that are interested in becoming firefighters?
I think that Ashley and I were just talking about a student that she taught at YPA when she taught there, Blake Dunlap. He is our chief's son. Blake is, I think, 21 years old now, and he just got a job about a year ago with Rock Hill Fire Department. And he still volunteers for us also, too, and he works from some other different fire departments around the area part-time. You know, I think firefighting is, being a firefighter / EMT now, is a great career, especially for young folks that are interested in that. One of the challenges is to find people in the community now to serve as a volunteer, and I think that will continue to be a challenge. So but there's still a lot of dedicated people out there that's put a lot of time in. I've been in the fire department now, serving our community now, this year is 40 years. And that blows my mind that it's been 40 years. And we've our chief and our former chief, they both have been in now, I think, around over 45 years, going toward 50 years. So I know that's a lot of commitment over the years.
That is a long commitment. And to Ashley's point, did you start when you were 15?
I was 19.
Okay. 19.
Just had a birthday last week,
Ash.
You
sure did. You sure did.
59 now, so... Sure did. Time's moving on too fast.
I would not have pegged you for that age. I would have done it mid-50s.
So, but, you know, one thing about the barbecue, we've been doing this since 1987. We've only missed 2 years. We had a COVID year, which I think was 2021. And then, unfortunately, we lost some product that we had made years ago when one of our coolers went out. And we just couldn't serve that year. So, but the community did support us, although we were not able to serve barbecue. So we give credit to our barbecue to a gentleman, the late Charlie Burgess, who lived out in our community out on Mount Holly Road right before you get to Nickel Store. He, along with one of our other former members, came up with the idea of starting a barbecue for our fire department. And we have to give credit to them. And we've been doing it ever since. So it's a tradition.
And you also want to give a quick shout out to the Women's Auxiliary, who is in charge of like the bake sale. So there'll be sweet treats as well.
That's exactly right. Cakes, pies, things like that. And then they do some different raffles and everything too. Lisa Dunlap is our Ladies Auxiliary President, and they will have those items also on Friday. Let me mention too, the barbecue plates will have barbecue, slaw, a dinner roll, pickles, and potato chips. So,
what you would expect.
You can't beat it.
Can't beat her.
So we just encourage people to come out, like I said, on Friday, 2633 Saluda Road. That's our Station 1, right out Highway 72, right past the Rock Hill Country Club. We do urge people to be careful. They are working on widening Highway 72 out in that area, but we'll have some stuff set up where we make it safe for people to get in and out of.
How is that widening of the road affecting your station?
It's going to affect us some, but we think it's about a 2.5-year project. So we're trying to work around that right now. So,
because the road being widened is impacting where the station is, because I know we've had various members of Oakdale Fire Department here sharing details of that. So the way the road is now, it's basically going to be in your bay.
Yeah, it will not be all the way in the bay. It will be over part of the pad when you pull out. So. But we're working on some solutions for that right now.
And speaking of that, if people pull up, because I remember last year it was a little crowded. What's the how do people need to park to get out to get the barbecue?
Yeah, if they
any
just,
suggestions?
That's a great point, Ashley. If they just follow, we'll have some folks out there helping park. We're not eating in. You got to get it to go. We just don't have the room for people to stay
go.
And eat.
If you want to stay, you might train them and they can help you fight some fires.
Grab it and go.
It is the annual Oakdale Fire Department barbecue. Again, station number 1, 2633 Saluda Road here in Rock Hill. It is Friday and Saturday, but as Brown has just been telling us, they cook 1,400 pounds of barbecue. Last year, they sold out on Friday. So if you're hoping I'll just get it on Saturday, you might want to get it on Friday. Time is from 10 to 7. Plates are $10. Sandwiches are $5 or by the pound. It's $12. All that money goes right back to the Oakdale Fire Department to help them with various needs that they need as a fire department that's been strong, serving this community for many decades, 22 members strong, and they focus on the southeastern part of York County. Brown Simpson, it's always a great day when we get to catch up with you, so thank you so much.
It's always a great day to see you too also.
Thanks, Brown.
Thank you.